Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
We are back. Coming to you live from Craig's Inns, Acura Pembroke Pines, baby. All right, we promised you. You know, in a few weeks, we're supposed to be in Vegas hanging out with Brian Carroll, hanging out with thousands of Dolphin fans, having a phenomenal week and a phenomenal weekend. Unfortunately, we're only going to have that phenomenal weekend at our homes because we're still going to have that great draft weekend because our Dolphins are going to kick some serious freaking ass in the draft. But Brian Carroll, president of the Dolphins Club in Las Vegas, is kind enough to join us now to talk a little bit. Brian, how's it out there in Vegas, my brother? How are the streets? Empty?
Oh, man, as empty as can be. You know, I mean, being born and raised in Vegas, I've never seen the strip shut down like this, man. You know, it's crazy. We took a stroll down it, and, man, I mean, some lights are still on, but it is mostly dark.
Wow. Yeah, it's, man, everybody's taking a hit right now with all of this, but unfortunately, we have to do it, man, so we don't spread this thing and we could try to control it down the line, which would be really, really nice. But, you know, I got to tell you something, Brian. You know, at first I kind of felt weird that they were going to go ahead with free agency considering the whole country is, you know, going through hell right now. But we really needed it, you know, especially as sports fans. We kind of needed something to get away. And now I got to tell you, I can't wait for the draft next month, man. Because we really need something to, you know, kind of keep us busy and talk a little bit about it. So at least while we're in our homes and watching this thing, at least we'll get that next phase for our beloved Dolphins.
Yes, man. First of all, I loved our free agents. Oh. Let me tell you, man. Oh. Coach Flo is just getting it done, getting his people young. Oh, hungry? I love it, man. I've loved our free agency. I hear you rave too. I mean, who doesn't like this? And who isn't more excited about the draft more than ever? I mean, it's been, we got 14 picks, man. I mean, I think Coach Flo is just doing it right. He makes some people want to come to Miami, which in the past has kind of been the thing. You know, people been just coming for the paycheck.
Right, the
you know,
paycheck.
I feel like, and,
yeah, the paycheck, yeah.
People
but,
want to
but
come
you know
down.
What? Brian, at the end of last year, I was saying that exactly what you're saying. I was saying that what they're doing now is people are watching. Yeah. Players and agents are going, well, wait a minute. They have no talent down there, a whole bunch of young guys, and they've gone 5-4 and knocked out the Patriots and made them play in the divisional round. They've got it going. That's the kind of place I want to be at. And that's what they're creating now. And see, Brian, what we're seeing now is, because we have to admit this, because I used to say it all the time, they had no idea what the hell they were doing from year in, year out. The plan would change. The people would change. We never knew what the hell the Dolphins were doing because none of it ever made sense. If you watch from what they did last year till now, everything makes sense. Everything. There's a plan that you can clearly see what the hell they're doing. While everybody was tanking, what were we talking about on this show? They're not tanking, they're building with young people. Now,
right,
everybody's figured it out. Oh, wait a minute, the Dolphins want to go young. Well, hell yeah, did you see what they did in free agency? They went with young free
right.
agents. I mean, you know, dude, that's the theme.
Man, you're absolutely right. You know, it's been such a good feeling that even the games that we were losing, we knew what the game plan was. Coach Flores is coming in there with his game plan and, you know, he likes to play man coverage. He goes and gets Byron Jones, which I love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him and Xavier, if they play good this year, then that's two lockdown. You ain't even got to worry about that, you know?
Yeah.
If we can get a good safety in the draft, then, you know, I mean, I think our secondary is really coming alive, too.
Well, I mean, if you just heard Andy Benoit right now from SI, he's big on Nick Needham becoming the slot guy. So you get Jones,
okay,
you get Howard, and Needham becomes your slot guy. He feels Needham can be. And I think we all, as Dolph fans, we're all in love with Nick Needham because he, Man, that guy grew as the year went on, man. It was a lot of fun to watch him grow.
It was, and it was especially fun to watch the whole defensive unit. You know, I mean, I believe in Coach Flores, and I believe that his defensive plan is really coming to it, and it just showed how aggressive he was this free agency in defense. You know, and he went got his players that will play his teams, and I love it. I think our defense is going to be really, really good in a underappreciated to the NFL this year until about midseason. Then they'll know, you know?
Right. No, I'm with you, man. There's no doubt about it. Brian Carroll, by the way, president of the Las Vegas Doll Fan Club. All right, Brian, so since we last talked to you, where are you at number five now? What's your thinking? Where do you want the Dolphins to go at number five?
I'm not even going to act like I'm a GM, a scouter, but, you know, to me, I think if we just get one more really good offensive lineman player, I think we'll be all right at number five.
Okay.
The best available offensive lineman.
All right, why are you off the Tua bandwagon, just out of curiosity?
I don't like injury-prone people, you know what I'm saying? So not saying I have the faith, but I feel like at number five, you have to be that guy. You can't waste a number five on someone that you're taking an experiment with. In my opinion, he's an experiment. Of course, everybody, you know, compares him to, you know, all the smaller quarterbacks that do succeed, but nobody ever compares him to the smaller quarterbacks that don't succeed, you know? So, I mean, yeah, he could be, but one wrong shot, he's rehabbing again. Then next year we don't have a quarterback.
Right.
You know, and okay, so now you just spent fifth year and he's not even playing for 2 years. You know, that would just be horrible. And then people are going to be calling for the GM.
Right.
Saying, yeah. Oh, he made the wrong decision. He shouldn't have went and got a quarterback that was already injured and drafted an injured quarterback at number five.
What do you think of my crazy-ass idea to bring in Jameis Winston, because you're not really going to spend any money on him, any serious money. So you can't. He's not going to get a signing bonus or anything like that. That's big, because he can't do it. Nobody wants him as a starter. So what would you? Should the Dolphins take a chance on him for the hell of it?
Okay.
What do you think?
And I would be totally okay with that. I mean, obviously, you know, we threw Rosen out to the Wolves last year. He didn't do nothing. You know, what if he doesn't improve? So then do we really want that as a backup? You know what I'm saying? Or if we get Jameis Winston and, you know, he really did have a lot of yards, the interceptions. So what if Coach Flores turns those interceptions in half and turns the same yardage? Then you're saying, okay, that's a good quarterback, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And just say, okay, that's a good bench. I promise you that's better than Rosen's best numbers that he's put up.
Yeah, and I'm sure, and you know what, and I'm sure they've had the conversation with Ryan Fitzpatrick and said, so tell us about Jameis, because he played with him and he's hung out with him, so he knows what he's like in the meeting rooms and all that stuff. I mean, if I'm the Dolphins, that you got nothing to lose, man. If the guy, if the guy's throwing interceptions in practice, then you cut his ass and you never play him. But what you do is you start Fitz and you tell Jameis, hey, you got to work your way up like everybody else. You prove that you deserve to play, we'll play you. And when we play you, you play smart, you stay in the lineup. The one thing that you and I know and every Dolphin knows, he's not going to stay on the field if he's throwing interceptions. Flores is not going to keep him around for a bunch of weeks throwing interceptions.
No.
He does that for 1 or 2 weeks and his ass is gone. Done. And you move on. That's it.
Yeah, no. Hey, I'm all aboard on that. And I don't see, like you said, there's nothing to lose on that. That's a win-win situation. You know, you either get a, you know, what if he goes and outperforms Fitzpatrick? You know what I'm saying? Then you got a good 1-2 punch. And then what about one of these younger quarterbacks that are going to go in the mid-first round? We got 3 first-rounders. You know, we could always trade up if we do like a guy, say, in the team. In the early teens, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I'm okay with saying, hey, Fitz, can you be smart and run this year? I'm okay with that. Let a younger guy sit behind him or Jameis Winston sit behind him. I mean, I feel like everybody, of course, in Miami is like, you know, I'm with that, been there, watched them, you know. Everybody wants a quarterback since Marino left. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's been like that.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there chasing that so hard that you're losing all the keys around it, then, I mean, sometimes we're striking out over and over and over, trying to reach for quarterbacks, trying to do this, and it just doesn't pan out.
Well, listen.
And then we're going back.
That's why, Brian, I've said that you've got all these picks now, and if you look at the landscape of the NFL in the last, you know, 20-something years here, we've watched mediocre and bad quarterbacks go all the way to the Super Bowl at times, even win it. Okay, because Nick Foles isn't anything special. Peyton Manning was completely broken down. You know, Trent Dilfer. Right. Hell, last year, Ryan Tannehill was advancing by throwing 70 yards a week.
Right.
And so if Miami goes out there and builds up the O-lines and the D-lines and they dominate in those areas, you will make life easy for any quarterback out there. And at least, listen, don't reach for a quarterback. Let the quarterback fall to you. Unless you're convinced he's Andrew freaking Luck, you don't make a move for a guy, okay? You just don't. And just load up the team. And dude, eventually you'll get that quarterback and you'll be able to plug him in there. But don't miss out on loading up the team with a whole bunch of really good players that can make you a great team.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And, yeah, I'm really with that. And, you know, I just like what they're doing so far. You know, like I said, I'm no GM. I don't even try to play GM. You know, I'm usually a pretty optimistic person about what the decisions are, you know. But I really, really do like what they're doing so far. And I really am excited for the draft. And I think they're gonna hit it out the park. And it's going to be a good year next year.
Brian, so what do you got planned for the draft?
Definitely bet the over on with the win totals at 6. Oh, man, I'm definitely betting that.
Oh, yeah, definitely going over on that for sure. I'm with you there. What do you got planned for the draft in a few weeks?
Honestly, I'm just waiting it out. I work at a casino, so, you know, I'm shut down right now. So I'm really just waiting to see what we got to do, you know, to fight this. And we'll see, you know, if we can have a little get-together. I always like to have a get-together, have some drinks, but you know, Tommy Rockers, maybe even. I think they're shut down right now, too.
I would imagine.
All the gaming is shut down. So we'll have to see what they're going to allow us to do.
Yeah, it would be nice that by then they've made enough tests that we can actually, like, purchase the 45-minute ones. And then we can have a party, invite people over, but they have to take a test. And they have to pass in order to get in to be a part of the party. How about that? That would be pretty cool if you could do that.
I'm in on that. Send me 100. We'll have a hell of a party out here.
That's what you got to do. You have a party, but you have the COVID-19 tests, and they have to take it and wait 45 minutes. And if they pass, they walk into your party, and they can enjoy the draft party. If they fail, they get their asses back home and get the hell out of here. You know, that's it. And say, yo, we love you, but you got COVID-19. You got the cooties, baby. Get out of here. You know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Well, Brian, Brian, we will.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
What do you think about the Howard, Jordan Howard signing?
Oh, I love it. I love it because I know what they're going to do. They're going to get another back in the draft, so he'll be the dynamic one that runs and catches, and then Jordan Howard will be the power back when it's short yardage, third and one, goal line, all those things that they struggled with last year. They're not going to – this year they got hogs up front, and they got a hog carrying the football. They're not going to struggle with any of that short yardage stuff. They're going to punch you in the mouth and get the first down. That's what's going to happen.
I'm saying I really like that because, man, did our running backs do nothing. I mean, you see Kenyon Drake, he got tagged, so he's going to make some money out in Arizona. But, man, you know, other than that, our boys didn't do nothing on the ground last year.
No, that's why they got Jordan Howard. And trust me, they're drafting another guy in that second and third rounds.
Oh,
you bet your life that we're going to see the Dolphins add a running back. at that spot. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to add a dynamic player at that spot. And that's going to be, and that'll be the 1-2 punch that we will have at running back. All these other guys, Bellage and all these other guys, they're battling for a backup spot. They're not going to be touching the starting spot.
They're battling for a roster spot. That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Basically. I'm with you. Hey, Brian, we're going to be partying with you anyway, bro, when the Dolphins go out there to kick the Raiders' ass later on this year. So we'll be definitely out there.
I can't wait for that. Yeah. I hope it's week one so we can go and get that first W in that stadium.
No, that would be fun. That would be fun. But you know they're going to do some kind of back-to-back week out west. So I'm hoping that Raiders game is piggybacked with another one of those West Coast games so we could go out there for, you know, like 10, 12 days and go to two of those games. Yep. That'll be cool.
Hopefully for the fans' sake, it's week two because it's the second week of the back-to-back is week one, man. People will be broke going to Cali or Arizona, you know?
No, you're right.
We got San Francisco, Arizona, and Denver.
Yes, yes.
And Vegas.
Yes.
So four West Coast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, now, as long as they put two of them together, that's all I want, man. You know, string two of them together for me. I wouldn't mind Vegas and Denver to be the ones back-to-back because maybe we could get a nice little concert at Red Rocks or something like that.
Yeah, man, I would definitely – I'm in. The back-to-back, you know, you just let me know you're in, I'm in too.
You got it.
Let's go. I'll go to – or Arizona or Denver. It don't matter.
All right. Hey,
They're all not far.
Brian, you know we always have Dolphins listening all around the world to the podcast. What do they got to do to join the Las Vegas Dolphin Club?
Man, just like my page right now on Facebook, it's Las Vegas Dolphins Fan Club. It's pretty simple. You know, I made it pretty easy. And just, you know, hit me up. Anybody ever comes in town, you know, I'll come pick you up and show you some of the Vegas that you don't see when you're always on the strip.
Nice.
You know, we like to hang out, go to Hoover Dam. It's only 30 minutes, you know, cool stuff like that. So, yeah, everybody, you know, like my fan page, hit me up. I try to post some okay stuff, you know, keep everybody interacted and stuff. So it's good times.
Good stuff. Brian, as always, my brother, thanks for taking some time, man. Hang in there, my man.
Hey,
we will get through this, and we're going to have a great Dolphin season coming up, my friend. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Everybody out there, be safe. You know, do your part. Stay home. Just hang out. Take some shots and relax with the family.
There you go.
Much love, Big O. I appreciate everything, man.
Thank you, my brother. Much love. We'll see you soon. All right, be good out there.
Fins up.
You got it. Fins up always.
You got it too, man.
Thank you, Brian.
Stay safe.
You got it. The great Brian Carroll, baby, from the Las Vegas Adult Fan Club, which is a beautiful thing. I love it. Good dude, right? I got to tell you, because remember, I'm a weirdo as a host. Okay, I actually like, you know, interacting with the listeners. You know what I mean? Hanging out with listeners, getting to know the listeners. You know, in the radio business, they don't want to know anything with the listeners. They don't even want to take their phone calls. They don't really care about their texts. They kind of mention it, but it's all in passing. Anybody that knows me knows I really like to connect with people. It's great that way. It's fun. And that was going to be, man, I've been to Vegas 1,000 times. Bill was really looking forward to seeing Vegas. He had never been there, Hoover Dam, all that stuff. For me, I was looking forward more to hanging out with all of you. That to me was going to be the funnest part about all. Yeah, it was great to be part of the draft. It was great to talk the draft and cover the draft, and it's going to be great that I know the Dolphins are going to knock it out of the park with the draft, and I have all confidence in that. But it was going to be fun to hang out with Brian and hang out with everybody, NorCal, all the great Dolphins that we've had on, and all the great Dolphins that download the show, reach out to us on text, on Twitter, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, however they connect with us. That's what I was looking forward to. That was going to be the cool thing. You know, pre-corona, hugging you all and cheering on the Dolphins and
the vibe that we've got going on right now with the Dolphins. See, that's the part I love about all of this, because it's been so crappy for 20 years. You know what I mean? And some of you out there, you're looking at me like, dude, do you have to be negative on purpose? And no, I wasn't being negative on purpose. I was just being negative because they were doing a lot of stupid things. And now you hear me for the last year and you hear me talk a lot of positive things because I just feel like everything is positive now. I think they're really doing all the right things. And to me, that's, I love the vibe that is going on with the Dolphins now. I just feel good about the Dolphins. I feel good about the direction that they're going in. I feel good that we're going to have a winning team down the line. I don't know if it's a winning season this year, but they're going to get close to it. They're going to push that 7-8 win, maybe even to 9. Who knows? You know, if they can win 5, they can win a couple extra this coming season. But in years 3 and 4, that's when I'm looking at it going, okay, all these riches, all these draft picks, everybody's maturing and coming together. We watch Gesicki grow. We watch Nick Needham grow. We know, we watch players grow, Devontae Parker. We watch people get better under this coaching staff. That, to me, watching Jerome Baker play well, watching Raekwon McMillan play better, you know, watching Eric Rowe, who was terrible at corner, find a home at safety. All of these things just inspired the crap out of me, because you feel like you got a front office. You feel now like you got a coaching staff that can develop players. You feel like you have a coaching staff that can adjust to what the hell's going on in the game. You feel like the coaching staff makes an adjustment in the second half of a game. You saw a team get better in the second half of a season, which is what's supposed to happen. You know, all these kind of things. Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't a turnover machine like he normally is last year. Do we talk about that enough? I don't think we do. If you were a player that had talent and had the will to get better, you got better under these guys. If you didn't get better, it's because you are Charles Harris. And it doesn't matter who coaches you. You're going to be Charles Harris. You're going to be a bust. But if you wanted to put in the work, you were going to be a different player this past season than you were the year before, Mike Gesicki. So to me, that's what I love about what we're feeling right now, is that vibe that's going on. All right, Kevin Ioli is going to join us from Yahoo. Let's switch gears a little bit here. John Jones got arrested again. John Jones in trouble again. John Jones is a moron, as always. So we'll talk to Kevin Ioli about the moron name, John Jones, next in hour number 4 of the Big O Show.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.